Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
All right, today's episode is titled Joy versus Pleasure. And, you know, sometimes you might think they're the same, and I can confuse those maybe, but I'll give you a real easy way to starkly understand the difference, and then we'll talk about why that matters in the ultimate life. The three parts of today's podcast is the confusion that sometimes takes place between joy and pleasure. The second thing we're going to talk about is I want you to think about things that give you joy and things that give you pleasure. Make maybe a list of three or so after we define the difference. And then we're going to talk about what it means, the joy part and the pleasure part, with respect to your ultimate life, because both things have a place. There's not one that's good or bad, but they're completely different. So the easy way I thought of to think of the distinction, remember, your ultimate life is your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy you create by serving others with your divine gifts. Now, imagine the Christmas song, Joy to the World. You can't hear the idea of singing fun to the world, like, or pleasure to the world, the Lord, you know, that just wouldn't compute, right? Those words don't carry the impact that joy to the world does. And that starkly illustrates the significant difference. Joy is bigger, more lasting, powerful, and pleasure and fun, it by definition is more momentary and has to do probably with lesser things than something joy. So Joy to the World is a Christmas song, has a big meaning and talks about lasting and big things that have to do with the advent of the Christ. And, you know, Fun to the World might be a funny song, but it wouldn't be appropriate or even feel appropriate as we think about Christmas. So that's an easy way to sort of starkly outline the difference between the two. Now let's dig in a little bit deeper. So what things bring you pleasure? And pleasure I'm going to use interchangeably with fun. So fun or pleasure, I might have gone for a snowboarding weekend and say, that was fun. I really have fun. Boy, that run was fun. Oh, that, you know, that outing was fun. That camping trip, oh, that was fun. And that was brings a lot of pleasure. So I might finish a book. And that, I wouldn't call that fun, because if I finish writing a book, that feels bigger. That feels, there's something different about that that brings more lasting joy. There's more heart in it. There's more soul in it. There's more of myself poured into it. And looking at that completion, and I'm not saying proud, you'll look at me, but I'm talking about the joy of creation. So I don't know, let's say you have some skill that you do. Maybe you write, maybe you paint, maybe you create music, maybe something like that. And if you do a project that is a bigger project, then it might not be described as fun, but more along the lines of joy. So when I think about the difference between joy and pleasure, pleasure is smaller. Pleasure is not as big as joy. Pleasure has to do with more earthly, more material things, like money might be, you know, that's fun or bring pleasure. That concert was fun. And the things you buy with money in the short term, they are more fun and more aligned with pleasure. And sometimes, you know, even when I was doing things that today I would never do, I thought I was having fun, you know, with drugs, alcohol, parties, that kind of stuff. Oh, that was fun. And so fun doesn't distinguish between good and bad, really. In the wrong or in a certain mindset, it can seem like fun is great and there when you're doing something that later you'd say, I wish I hadn't done that. You wouldn't say that about joy. Joy does not tend to be good or bad. Joy only tends to come with things that are good, that are lasting, and that you would tend to associate with, I'm glad I did it today, I'm glad I did it tomorrow. It doesn't change the feeling that I have being glad that it happened or that I did it or that I participated in it seems to, with joy, seems to be permanent and lasting. So that's a big distinction for me, and it makes it easy to tell the difference between joy and pleasure. Now, there's a place for both. Going on a skiing trip and having fun this weekend is perfectly wonderful and beautiful. Doing things that create pleasure in the short term is an appropriate thing in moderation and everything else. So all of that's good. But we're talking about your ultimate life. And in your ultimate life, there are going to be things you do and things you have that are just pleasure. They're fun. And I think that the more important thing for me, at least, and I'm not trying to tell you how to live, think, be, or breathe, is that the focus on joy makes me happier. Joy meaning bigger things, more lasting things. So that's the difference between joy and pleasure, and excuse me, between joy and fun, or between pleasure and joy. So I'm equating pleasure and fun as the same, and either one of those contrasted with joy, which tends to be bigger and longer lasting. So the next part of this is I want you to think about, what things have you done this last week? So just take the last few days in your own mind and say, what things have I done that have been fun? And now maybe in this time of COVID, the answer is nothing. Or maybe it's some small things. I finally got to go to, I saw someone post on social media the other day that they were back in a real live gym for the first time. And this is a gal who's quite healthy and she's done a lot of really difficult, you know, physical things. I can't remember if it's a marathon or a triathlon or something extraordinary like that. And so she was celebrating being back in a gym. Yay, back in the gym for real. And that was obviously fun for her. So I want you to think right now of some things with our definition that are clearly fun, meaning they're pleasurable to you to have or to do, or something that happened to you that were good, that you're not ashamed of, that brought you joy. Okay, so those things are good, and they are good to do, and they're good to have, and they're good to provide and help others with. And so when you think about your ultimate life is that life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. Okay, so if you serve someone and you create some fun for them, for example, I had the opportunity last winter during snow time because of some difficulty that happened with someone to go shovel their snow. Well, I don't think that was for me, that was fun. It was short term. It was fun. I imagine it was fun for them too, but it was a short term thing, even though it was service. If I do that kind of thing regularly, so let's say I make an intentional habit, and I do, so this is not hypothetical, when I'm creating the ultimate life, I make an intentional habit of trying on purpose to find ways and places to serve. So where can I do something for someone? And maybe it's a small thing that would be pleasurable or fun. What creates joy for me is consistently doing that. So I know I'm a person, and I created this on purpose, I'm somebody who runs around and looks for ways to serve, and that might sound a little wacky, but I do it, and I do it on purpose. And I don't do it so someone will tell me thank you. In fact, often things that I do, nobody even knows. I'll just go do something, right? Give a gift or do something just small for someone that will be surprising and pleasurable for them. But I do a lot of it, and so then that makes me feel a sense of joy, not because anybody said anything to me, but because I know that I am a person who does that, and that's who I want to be, creating my ultimate life. So now I want you to write down three things that for you have created a sense of joy, a lasting sense of fulfillment And see, fulfillment is a word that goes with joy. Fun and fulfillment don't really go together. Fun is short-term, fulfillment is bigger and long-term. So joy and fulfillment go together, and pleasure and fun are kind of more in the same ballpark. And I'd like you to separate the two in your mind, because we're talking about creating your ultimate life of purpose and prosperity and joy too. But the purpose right now, I know from my own experience and long having made a zillion mistakes and have a pile of sadness and stuff, that true joy and fulfillment comes from serving others with our divine gifts. So I'd like you to take a minute and your phone or a piece of paper and write down, note three things that you do, that you regularly do on purpose, that create joy for you, a sense of fulfillment and meaning in your life. Now, I know there are some, and I'd like you to think of. Maybe you volunteer for different organizations. Maybe you're a coach for a kids' team. Maybe you help at school. Maybe you have other kinds of service that you give, and you know it provides a sense of fulfillment and joy for you. Great. As I think about that, I think about my mom. My mom did a lot of music volunteering at local elementary and middle schools. In fact, when she and my dad moved away from the community they lived in for, I don't know, almost 30 years, the newspaper wrote about, you know, the fact that they were leaving and talked about all the years of the service she'd given and all the stuff, you know, that kind of article that appears in the local paper. And it was beautiful and it was nice and said all kinds of good things about her, and they were all true. And she got a great deal of joy, lasting, fulfilling joy out of being helpful in that way. And it was all volunteer work that she'd done for decades. So I want you to think about what those things are for you. Because when you think about your ultimate life, which is purpose, prosperity, and joy, most of the time, as I've said before, people think about the money piece. Do I have all I want? Are my needs taken care of? And when we talk like that and think like that, we're way down the hierarchy of needs to food, clothing, and shelter. Or else we're associating cash with recognition and coolness. And remember, cash doesn't buy joy. Cash might buy access and it might buy experiences, but it doesn't buy joy. You cannot buy fulfillment with cash. And so while prosperity is an important part of it, I use the word prosperity instead of money because prosperity stretches way across many things. It includes cash. It includes zeros in your bank account, but prosperity also includes relationships and life meaning and everything else. So now that you've got three things at least in front of you that you do on purpose to create fulfillment and joy, I want you to think about your ultimate life. Where are you in relation to living every single day, not just once in a while, with the feeling of purpose, prosperity, and joy? So you wake up every single day feeling that excitement and love for your life and love for all those in it. Now, if you've already achieved that life of purpose, prosperity, and joy like I have, then, or maybe better than I have, I don't know. If you've got that, then it is your obligation and mine to spread as much of that joy and fulfillment with as many people or to as many people as we possibly can. It is our opportunity and our obligation to search for ways to serve, to figure out new ways to be kind and to lift and bless the lives of everybody around us. And you know, it's one of those funny things. The more you give of the joy you have, the more you have to give. I'm going to say that again, and it's sort of obvious, but sometimes ignored. The more you give of the fulfillment and joy that you have, the more you have. It seems to be self-replenishing, and it is. And also remember, we said earlier, and I want to reemphasize here as we get ready to conclude, that joy and fulfillment is lasting. The joy that you create, purpose, prosperity, and joy, is lasting and will sustain you in times of difficulty. What I notice, I mean, I don't live, when I say I live the ultimate life, I don't mean everything goes according to how I want and that everybody does exactly what I want. Of course they don't. But what I also do know is that the joy and the prosperity that I experience because of living the life of service with my divine gifts and talents is plenty to sustain me when things go south and problems, quote, show up. The way I think about it, I was just on a coaching call this morning and I said, you know, someone was talking about a struggle they're having. And I said, you know, there really aren't any problems. There are projects, but there are no problems. Projects are, okay, I want it this way and it isn't. So we have a project to fix it. So as we conclude this, I hope you see clearly the difference between joy and pleasure. Pleasure is good. Fun is good. What is lasting and fulfilling in the depths of your heart is joy. That creates true fulfillment and is a hallmark that you have as you build your ultimate life. Open your heart, and
this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet on